We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's group therapy with Jen and friends on Star 94.1. Who needs a degree when you have a PhD in life experience?
This happened to a friend of mine recently, and she does not know what to do. So join us for group therapy this morning, 404-263-0941. They live in a posh Atlanta neighborhood, and that's all I can say about it, okay? Because I can't identify where. Well, she and her family saw signs for a lost dog of one of their neighbors, a cute picture, lab mix, and a reward on it for $1,000 for his safe return. So my friend and her three kids load up in the minivan, and after school every day for 3 days, they go looking for this dog. Like, one of her kids just felt really compelled, and she's like, okay, I'm going to follow what my kids want us to do. So they look around for 3 different days. They find the dog, and when they return the dog to his home, the neighbor was super grateful, like, thank them for finding the dog, very enthusiastic about saying thank you, thank you, thank you. But the neighbor did not offer the reward that was on the poster. So my friend said, you know, we're standing there kind of on the porch and we say goodbye. It's like a little bit awkward, but she didn't bring up the reward that day directly. And she's like, okay, what do I do now? She's like, we didn't go looking for this dog only for the reward money. But once we actually found the dog, my kids got really excited about it. And we talked about how would we divide it up, or would we give it away? What would we do with it, right? And so they got really, really excited. They found the dog, want the reward. But now it's been about 2 or 3 weeks, and the neighbors have seen each other in passing a couple times. No offer for the reward money.
Did you tell us how much the reward was?
$1,000.
She said $1,000.
It was on the little, like,
the
sign.
The flyer?
Yeah, the flyer that they
Sparky.
Put up on the
$1,000 if found.
Telephone poles.
But isn't that like a breach of contract if they didn't give over the money?
What should she do? 404-263-0941. What would you do in this situation?
You passive-aggressive the hell out of your neighbors. All
what
right?
do you mean?
You take those lost dog flyers and you write on there, so glad everybody's home safe, and you sign your name at the bottom and put it in their mailbox. If that doesn't work, you know those drive like your kids live here signs that are all over the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Scratch out kids and write dog and put that in the neighborhood. Or you make your own found dog flyers and put them up around their house with the same exact font, a picture of the dog, and say, glad he's home safe.
But see, here's the thing with the passive-aggressive approach. One, that's probably not going to get them to pay up. And number two, they still have to live next to these people. I mean, she lives down this, it's a long straight street, and she lives at one end, and the neighbors live at the other, but they're still essentially neighbors.
No, but you're still neighbors, but you got to pay up. You have an obligation to pay that $1,000. It's right there on signage saying there's a $1,000 reward if this dog is found.
So you're willing to go to war with your neighbors?
Yes.
Over $1,000.
Absolutely.
Like, legally,
I am. Yes, I am.
Take them to court.
I will take you to small claims court for $1,000.
Are you serious?
It's the principle. I don't care if I lost $1,000. It's the principle.
You would pay legal fees.
Yes.
And ruin the relationship.
Sure would.
With your neighbor.
Well.
Over $1,000.
Okay. Yes, I would.
Here's the other thing my friend said. She's like, is there a lesson in this for my kids? It's... One, she could say, okay, well, we didn't find the dog for the money. We found it to be a good neighbor and yada, yada. But then it's also about breaking promises, right? This neighbor put on paper $1,000 reward for finding our dog. And then she's teaching her kids that you don't have to live up to your promises if she doesn't hold their feet to the fire.
Right. Now, Jen Hobby, this is the way that I see it. If you came into work, you know, tomorrow, well, this morning, says, courtesy, if you do this to me, for me, I'm going to buy you lunch. Well, if 12 o'clock roll around, you ain't got my lunch, you ain't eating either, because I'm going to knock it right off your desk. Hey, I want my burger and fries, Jen Hobby.
So,
where are my food at?
So if you were her, would you go knock on the door and say, excuse me, I need to talk
yes.
to you about this?
And I'll be playing that song by Rihanna. Y'all better have my money.
I don't know if it's worth ruining the relationship, completely ruining the relationship with your neighbor moving forward over a situation like this.
All right, Ellen and Marietta, you're going to be first for group therapy this morning. What do you do in this situation?
Hey, so I think she should make a flyer that says, lost reward, found dog, and post that up around the neighborhood till they give the money.
Yes. Shame them into paying. Yes. She says shame them. All right. Well, thank you, Ellen. What do you say this morning for group therapy? 404-263-0941. Your opinions and advice are next.
We're back with group therapy on Jen and Friends.
A friend of mine stuck in a weird situation. She and her kids went and found a lost dog in the neighborhood. And when they returned the dog, the neighbor didn't give them the $1,000 reward that was on the poster. So she's like, what do I do? Do I just let it go? My kids are really excited once we found this dog. So we're wondering, what would you do in this situation? Cheryl in Lawrenceville, welcome to group therapy.
Hi, good morning. First, I want to say, Curtis, I love you. We need to be friends and hang out. But my question is, do they have a copy of the poster? And did she ever just ask? Like, if it was me, I would have been like, hey, so the poster says $1,000. Or, you know, my kids were counting on that. Mm-hmm. Maybe apply pressure that way. I'm not into the passive aggressive thing. I think you should be more direct, especially if she sees her, you know, periodically.
I don't know if they have a copy of the poster or not to, like, take it back over there. I can ask her that. But she said it was sort of this awkward exchange where she was lingering and the kids were lingering. And they're just like,
just may rain again.
Chatting on the front porch.
Right. Well, like, if she sees her in passing again and the kids aren't around, maybe just confront her and be like, hey, you know, my kids were really looking forward to that. They were, you know, they had plans or whatever, and maybe just eye to eye. You know, the woman's going to have to answer her.
Yeah, like adult to adult, just like, just go go in for it, even if it's awkward.
Like,
yeah, all right,
and
thank you.
Not to mention now you've disappointed my kids, you know what I mean?
Yeah, right. So, totally. This is exactly how she's feeling. Thank you, Cheryl. All right, Megan Incoming has an idea. You're on with Jen and Friends, Megan.
Hey, friend.
Hey, friend.
Hello. So I think that the kids should go and mention it to the neighbors.
Oh, use the kids as a pawn.
Like full-on guilt trip.
Yeah.
Have
them bring it up. Like, oh, yeah, we were wanting the reward. We helped find your dog.
Because they're going to be cute and innocent. And then
mom's peeking through the blinds. See if
right?
it worked.
Mom's in the minivan, like out in the street, just watching. I actually really like that idea, Megan. It's like passive aggressive, but in the nicest way possible.
Right. Exactly.
All right. Thank you so much. All right. Beth is here from Canton. She's got an idea. Hey, Beth.
Hey, I don't know what everyone's thinking. They just need to get themselves an attorney. Like, they just need to get full stop. They have a contract that it states that an award will be given to the person that finds their dog. They did their part. They need to fulfill their obligation.
Right? I say the same thing because she took 3 days out of her life with her kids to go out and find this dog. If it were me, you got two options. Small claims court, or I'm taking your damn dog.
You're going to Judge Judy.
I'm going to Judge Judy. Yeah. Your dog's name is no longer Fido. It is Afro. And it is coming home with me. That's all I'm saying.
I know some great lawyers, so if they need a referral, I am happy to provide one.
Like, I'm with you.
They will get paid plus for pain and suffering.
Seriously? What should she do in this situation? Join us for group therapy, 404-263-0941. Your calls are next.
We're back with group therapy on Jen and Friends.
Karen in Douglasville, welcome to group therapy. You got a friend of mine found a dog that was lost, and the neighbors aren't ponying up the reward of $1,000. And she and her kids don't know what to do.
Well, hi, friends. I like the direct approach. I would go talk to her and just tell her that the kids really pushed to go looking for the dog, twofold to find the dog, and were excited about the reward money. My guess is since she didn't just pony up the dough immediately, they probably had no intentions of giving the reward money anyway.
Yeah.
Because if that was my dog and I offered a reward, I'd be like at the door saying, hey, Cash App Vino, what's your PayPal, man? Like, so happy about my dog. So they probably really were relying on the person to say, oh, well, I'm just glad I found your dog, especially them being a neighbor. So I believe they had no intention, and you're just going to have to be very direct and say, hey, don't put it in writing unless you're willing to put your money where your mouth is.
And Karen, here's the other thing. They live in a nice neighborhood. Like, we're not talking about neighbors that couldn't pony up the $1,000 too.
Yeah, not my neighborhood.
So they're kind of just being cheap. You know?
Have we considered that maybe...
Thanks for the call, Karen.
They drove Sparky out to a field to let him go and he found his way back.
Oh, no.
Oh,
they put
gosh.
Up the posters to find him.
But maybe they said maybe Knight might not have come back at all. 51539 is the Jennifer's text line. You shouldn't do stuff like this for the money. A pet safe return is worth way more than any price tag. Someone agrees with that from the 404. If you live in a posh area, then you're both just being greedy. I would go ask them to donate the $1,000 to the local shelter.
Haley in Calhoun, what do you say about this group therapy?
So I feel like if she doesn't say anything to the neighbor, then it's teaching the kids that, like, the neighbor is actually making it out to be like anyone that offers a reward for anything that they lose, nobody's going to pay, and the kids are going to feel like they're not going to get paid if they help anybody. And so I feel like she should say something to the neighbor and, you know, just ask if they're going to give a reward just because the kids do know about the reward.
Yeah, it's like, you know, do you have to say what you mean and mean what you say? Do you have to live up to your promises? Jennifer and Rockmar, welcome to Group Therapy.
Hey, I agree totally with Curtis. You know, we teach our children to, if you say you're going to do something, then do it. But, you know, they're saying they're going to pay a reward and these children look for the dog.
Mm-hmm.
So that's accountability. You know, hold these people accountable for what they said they were going to do. We're teaching our children's values. So where is theirs? You know, they've got to hold themselves accountable for what they said.
Thank you so much, Jennifer. And Joy in Atlanta, you'll be the last word on this. Welcome to Jen and Friends.
Good morning. I have a great idea. I would use either a mutual friend on the street or the neighborhood to approach the lady with the dog and say, oh my gosh, I heard you found your dog. I'm so excited for you. I bet so-and-so's kids are so excited about the reward money.
Oh, guilt. I love guilt. That makes me feel better about life.
Joy, mic drop. I love it.
Jen and Friends, Atlanta Star 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.